Douglas is part of the French Broad, and then the Cherokee is part of the Holston.
Cherokee
Lake,
Cherokee Dam, you know, Cherokee
uh-huh.
Dam is the dam over there
uh-huh.
in San Jefferson City.
I see. Now, the an elevation of land, like right out here in Bass, you just call that a...
Well, we call that a little hill or a hillside or...
What if it's a little higher than that, what might you call it?
Call it a little mountain.
All right. And then on a mountain, so it's very... Rocky and so forth.
Generally, yeah. Rocky Mountain, they call it. Clinch Mountain. We got it over here, this mountain over here called Clinch Mountain.
How far away is that now? Is
that I guess it's 15 miles away. Clinch Mountain, you know what that is. You live at the foot of Clinch Mountain.
Honey?
What?
I don't know. I live
Round
Mountain.
Round Mountain. Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of Clinch.
Is that in Jefferson County?
Yes.
Part of it is. Part of it is. Part of it is in South County.
Mm-hmm. And then a place where something else I'm going to ask you about. I want to ask you about where boats, you said you didn't have much experience with that, but a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded, you know.
Boat docking.
Sure. What kinds of roads? I want to ask you about different kinds of roads. Especially a long time ago, and then how the roads have developed.
Well, we didn't have no roads in this part of the country just a few years ago. It was what we called muddy roads, and then they got to build them pike roads, and then they got to build them blacktop.
Now, what was a pike road?
Well, that was where you just grade them down and put some rock on it.
Mm-hmm. And then the blacktop.
Now blacktop, you put the Trinidad and the comes from Trinidad to tell me is makes rock stick. I've got a new road by my place over there. It ain't been built just a little while. It took me 20 years to get it.
Is that right? Is that so? They wouldn't put a road
through? No, and then I had the time of they were getting hit. I had to give them the high waters, what we call high waters coming down through there, and they wanted to build it to high enough to take care of that. And the fellow said to me, he said, I've got to have dirt to build this here road here.
Uh-huh.
And I had a hill of dirt, pretty good sized little hill. And I said, let's go up there and look at that hill. Went up there. He said, I want this to build this road. I said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you want to get it, I want the road.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fine.
What's going on here on that
state? That's all right.
Is that what you say?
I said, that's the going on that tape.
The tape is, nobody can hear the tape but me, man. Believe me, I'm not.
What would be that if it was on tape? if an audio is trapping me, he'd shoot him now.
that's the going on that tape, too.
That's all right.
Hey, that's a good one.
Sure it is. That's fine. That's okay. Now, you mentioned, what about a small road that would go from the street up to the house? That's just a little something that, you know, walks.
They just call that a driveway.
Uh-huh. And then how about something out on the farm that would go from the barn to the pasture?
Well, I don't know what you can call that. Just a byway, I reckon.
Sure. Or I wonder if you ever thought of like a path or a lane.
Well, it goes through your place and separate the two fields, to call that a lane. They build a fence on each side, call that a lane.
I see. And something, you mentioned these rock fences before. Now, just a small piece about that big, what would you call that? Something you might...
Stone, a little stone.
You would never call anything that you would never call anything that small a rock.
It could be called a rock.
Might say he picked up a rock and he...
Yeah, tossed it and throwed it.
Okay. And if you went over to a friend's house and rang his bell and got no answer, you'd say, I guess he isn't
home.
Right. Now,